I'm speaking with Ernest Uron, who is the president and founder of Precision Hawk. Well, Ernest, big announcement today from the FAA, and Precision Hawk is involved. Why don't you just tell me about that announcement and how Precision Hawk is a part of it?
So the announcement really talks about the Pathfinder program, whereby the FAA and a small group of other organizations are really working together to try and provide information and operational use cases and just more detail on out of line of sight and beyond visual line of sight operations, as well as more media specific applications in the U.S. national airspace.
Now, how did Precision Hawk become a partner in this Pathfinder program?
Well, I would say that this has been something that we've been working on for a very long time. We've had a very good relationship with regulators and aviation authorities around the world for many years. We've been operating in Canada, the UK, Europe, South America, and we've been, throughout all that time, we've been working with and talking with the FAA as well. So we've developed what I think is a very good rapport, a very good understanding of the kind of issues that they need to solve. And we've been working on a technology that allows for the safe operation of UAVs from the point of view of tracking, monitoring, and risk mitigation. And so in January, we presented this technology to them, and we said, we think this is something that we think you should use and or at least have visibility of, and we'd love to take part in a program to show you more and to collect more to show you. And that's what spawned this initiative.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about what this partnership will entail? What are some of the things that you'll be doing as far as R&D is concerned under the Pathfinder program?
So what we will be doing is, in a nutshell, to distill it right down, is we will be collecting data on beyond visual line of sight operations and working with the FAA to understand better what that means for operations in the national airspace. So that's over many years. It's a process by which we're going to be collecting information. We're going to be sharing it with other partners within the program and with the FAA, and building up that better understanding of what this is going to be like. Our goal is really to push forward the regulations and the use cases so that we can, as a whole, as an industry, we can take advantage of this technology and move it forward more effectively.
Precision Hawk is a fairly young company. Tell me a little bit about your company and how you started it.
So the company, our first application was in viticulture. Our focus was in doing pest control over vineyards by making a robotic hawk that would scare pest birds away. And because we were over the vineyards all the time, our plan was to be collecting remote sensing data and sell that back to the farmer as a subscription. Once we started to get good at that, the uptake from general agriculture was huge, and we've been racing to keep up ever since. Agriculture is, as I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir a little bit here on this one, but it's a very technologically savvy, very data hungry market, and it was being very poorly served.
What do you see as the future for unmanned aerial systems in this vast industry of agriculture?
Looking forward, I see unmanned aircraft as being part of a puzzle. They are not the one solution, one size fits all solution. They are going to be part of a very networked, very sophisticated farm management flow. So I see farm implements being interconnected with the cloud and UAVs being connected with the cloud, doing data collection, the analysis happening in the cloud, the results of that analysis being sent down to the implements, down to the sprayers, so that they're actually applying the inputs in a way that is most effective and most efficient, which is being fed by the data collected by the birds. I see, before too long, humans won't be looking at this data at all, with the possible exception of in the boardroom or something like that as a nice bit of glossy material to show people. But fundamentally, I see this as being part of a very connected system, and UAVs are just being part of that puzzle. And two, I see it being ubiquitous. very much like cell phones. You know, in 10, 15 years, people are going to look back and say, how do we ever get by without this kind of closed-loop data collection?
Well, we just had the FAA propose their rules on UAS in February. We just had the comment period just ended just not even a couple of weeks ago here. How does this Pathfinder program fit in with the rule that was proposed? How do you see that working together? Does it go beyond that?
Well, this is an opportunity. So what is happening within the regulatory environment? It is a process. This is not the new rulemaking changes that have been proposed. They are not the end goal, the end state for the FAA. They are part of a process. And this Pathfinder program is really intended to help to feed into that process. It's a bit of a parallel effort to provide more information, but the end goal really is to feed all this information into this regulatory framework so that we can move forward as quickly and effectively as we possibly can.
Excellent. That's all the questions I have. Ernest, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say this is a great opportunity for people to, you know, to go out and get as much information as they can. I would certainly welcome people to come and visit us and talk to us about some of these steps, and we'd love to hear more about what people think and what the applications are and what their needs are.
All right, very good. I appreciate so much on this busy day you taking a few minutes to talk to me, and congratulations, and we look forward to seeing great things.
We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.